Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast. This is episode 167. Back in June of 2025, Dillinger in the Mornings on 106.3 FM interviewed me, and we talked about DW Video, we talked about the Discover Montcalm podcast, and some insights on why I'm doing what I'm doing. Take it away, Dillinger.
We are speaking with Dwayne Weed. He is with DW Video. He runs the Montcalm,
Discover Montcalm
podcast. Yep. Right out of Howard City. You're a local guy, mm-hmm. So you're in tune with all local people. You do work for the Career Center.
Yes.
The MACC, which is a great place. And how long have you been doing graphic communications and all that?
Well, video production and that, I started the business back in 1984.
Wow.
Graduated from Ferris in 1983.
So, very good.
You know, it's one of those things. I know that we're working with you, trying to get you to come in and host some.
We bring some friends.
Yeah. It's finally getting to a point where, you know, I started it. I always joke that I'm the cheapest host I can find.
Right.
You know, and I can carry equipment.
Right.
So I like that. Mm. But, you know, bringing Kara in and now hopefully bringing you in to do some is kind of where I wanted to bring it, because it's not about me.
Right.
It's definitely not about me. It's about learning about the community, whether you're a community member, whether you're a business, a nonprofit. I mean, I've interviewed some, you know, I just did one with the Road Commission and learned a lot of things about the Road Commission that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think her name. Yeah, the problem that I have is I bring these people in, I can remember the story, but I can't always remember the names.
Names are difficult.
You know, and I apologize for anybody that's been on the show, you know. But I think Eve from Stanton works at that place that has the $5 haircut there in town.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
And also the VFW, and just bringing these people in and learning so much about...
From the Stanton American Legion?
Yes.
Eve Whitslip.
Yes. Okay, so American Legion. I mean, but how community.
Yeah.
Getting to know people. And the thing about the podcast, you know, it's communities, it's people, it's entertainment, it's everything. It's not just a business. You know, I've interviewed, you know, community members. Matter of fact, I really like that. I'm trying to get one right now. I'm just trying to coordinate it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's been, you know, moved, transplanted into the area when she was 25, got married,
mm-hmm.
And is now in her 80s. And I'm trying to do a story with her, just because she grew up in an area, and
she's watched it grow and change.
And that's the perspective, you know, because part of it is, I want to know the person behind the sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all go by signs in the country, in the city. You know, we think that our city is only the downtown.
Yeah, it's this big.
It's this big. But you go around the county of Montcalm, or any county, but look, you know, because it's Discover Montcalm,
mm-hmm.
There are a bunch of businesses that are out and about. You know, a lot of cottage industry, people, you know, doing some great work. And that's the people that I want to interview. You know, just like you guys bring people in the morning, and, you know, like why I'm here today.
Yeah.
I want to do the same with the podcast, and it's a story about them.
Yeah.
You know, get to know who they are. So the next time you see that sign, you go, oh, you may not know them, but you go, that person, you get to know them, and that becomes a networking event,
mm-hmm.
which then becomes greater. And what happens in Carson City and Howard City, I'm trying to, you know, blend that.
Connect them.
You know, because the more work we can do within our county,
mm-hmm.
the better for our economic stature. And if, you know, we don't have fences around our communities, let's get to know people. And one thing that I was given was a gift to gab,
I know.
Well, and you and I have chatted since we got to know each other.
Yeah.
And it's that type of thing that I want to put out for other people to say, you know, come on discover.com and let's talk about it. You know, so it's discover.compodcast.com. Mm-hmm. And come over to my studio, you know, over in Howard City.
I do like your studio.
It's got its moments of clutter, but don't move anything because those are all projects.
Organized chaos.
It really is. But, you know, like today, I have a day off from school, came in here.
Yep.
I'm going back. I've got a person I'm interviewing at 12:30, and Kara's coming in at 1:30. She's got a guest that she's going to be doing. I'd love to, because it's your story.
Yeah.
It's your story, and whether you run the business or whether you've been here, you know, all your life, you got a story.
You know something.
You got a story.
Absolutely.
And that to me is what I'm after. And I didn't realize it when I started. You know, it's like you get into this little whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
There have been people that I've interviewed that have passed.
Yeah.
In my 100-some episodes here. And it's, wow, I now have them. I mean, and you know, in a couple cases it was, you know, they were too young and you know, and I can say cancer sucks.
Yeah.
But
I'm not allowed to say the words I think about cancer on the air.
I agree. But the idea that had I not interviewed that person, we would have lost that story.
Yeah.
You know, so whether it's a historic moment about growing up or whether just about their business or their job, you know, so nonprofits. I mean, if you live in Montcalm County,
mm-hmm.
you're a potential guest.
We want to hear from you.
You know, you're a potential guest, and you know, it's not my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just having a conversation like you and I are right now.
It's the easiest thing. And most people, I think, they expect during an interview or a sit down session that you're going to pry about some real technical stuff and this and that. And it's, I don't do that. Anytime I've ever met a celebrity, I don't ask them, you know, what they do.
Yeah.
I know what you do.
Yeah.
I know who you are. I want to know who you are, though. Like, I ask questions about, well, what was your family life like? Oh, where'd you grow up at?
Yeah.
What kind of movies do you watch? Like, you know what I mean?
And it's the same
thing.
Who are you a fan of? Yeah. Who inspired you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did you get into the position that you're in?
Just opens up a conversation.
In today, you know, and if you're in the boundaries of Montcalm County, you're a potential guest.
Yep.
You know, they can just get with me at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. My number's there. You know, you can search Dwayne Weed. Yes, I like to say now that I'm recreational and legal. You know, I mean,
you don't need a medical card to talk to you.
You don't. And I say that with a joke because, you know, I've always had jokes, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, in my class, I go, okay, if you've got a joke, tell me, because maybe
now.
I haven't heard it, but you know, people with names like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's
I
always
got you
jokes.
Saved in my phone as the weed guy.
One of my students when I was at Greenville, mm-hmm. when I was doing a seventh hour program there, had in her phone weed.
Yeah,
mom got the phone, went through it, and that conversation she was sharing that with mm-hmm. me, and you know, and she kept saying, "Call the number."
Yeah.
Call the number.
Right.
You know, so I guess the moral of that one is don't put weed.
Don't just put your last name.
Right. You know, and
at least put a descriptor.
And she was kind of a little like bent that mom was going through. I says, your mom cares.
Yeah.
Your mom cares. And if I would have seen that in one of my kids' phone.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, how smart are you to put it there? But anyways, in this case, it was legit.
Hmm?
But I think that's
nobody
funny.
Thinks anybody's going to ever look in their phone.
Well,
even kids.
Well,
you just never assume somebody's going to look at your phone for any reason. It's like your one personal thing that you keep that other people just don't see.
So
unless
you,
they share it with you,
yeah.
you know.
And if you get on your phone and you Google Dwayne Weed,
mm-hmm.
You're going to find me. DW Video, you're going to find me. Discover Montcalm Podcast, you're going to find me.
It's easy to do.
You know, welcome to my basement, Just Jamming Guys, you're going to find me. I'm out there. You know, I've got multiple things going.
It's easy to do in today's world to find people. So
It is.
Hard
it
to
is.
Hide.
It is.
But if we're public figures and we got a business, and you sure do have a business.
Well,
and that's what it is.
And I enjoy what I do. And that's important. You know, getting up every day and finding something that, that you enjoy. Has it been an easy road? No, not at all. Has it been fulfilling? You know, and I guess as you get into that later in life, I've done some pretty cool things.
And that's great.
You know, that's and awesome opportunities that my camera and I have gotten into, you know, it's like, oh, that is a bear out there, you know, on a bear hunt or falling out of a tree,
yeah.
You know, being hung up on a, you know, that was one of my first experiences with a ladder jack. And,
oh, okay.
You know, literally we're out on a bear hunt and I go up and I didn't step right and the ladder jack comes down and I'm hanging there.
And the
hunter I was with brought the ladder jack back up to me, got me set up, and I'll tell you that was a long 3 hours standing there thinking if the ladder jack went down once,
yeah,
you know, and he was very calm, cool. We walked out of
you
the woods and he started laughing. The next morning I had bruised ribs.
Wow.
You know, but you know, those are experiences that we look on and go,
yeah, the story to tell.
That was interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, they're more than their job.
Yeah. When I first got here, you were kind enough. Kara interviewed me, kind of, but her and I have known each other for a while, so it's really just her and I just chit-chatting. And
we just got to listen in. We were the fly on the wall, and, you know, that podcast is
I'll have to
there.
Come back and update my information sometime.
Anytime.
I mean, nothing's changed. I still sit in this room. Exactly the same. So.
Connect and follow the Discover Montcalm podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Check out all our episodes at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. We look forward to featuring your business, community, nonprofit, events, and more. Contact Dwayne at 231-250-9624, 231-250-9624. Thank you for tuning in and following the Discover Montcalm podcast. The Discover Montcalm podcast wants to thank West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, WGLM 106.3 FM, DW Video, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.